Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with your friends. This episode, Sports Takes with Trey Blossman, brought to you by Andy Wells, realtor in the greater Baton Rouge area. Call or text Andy at 225-772-6000. You'll hear from Andy in just a minute. Hey, Trey Blossman and I will talk about LSU spring football practice. It's over with. We'll recap, give you our thoughts. Trey Blossman's got lots of thoughts about Steph Curry and the tear he's on in the NBA. We'll talk some NBA and Pelicans. And then, of course, a couple of quick notes on LSU basketball, Southern football losing their coach, and Major League Baseball. A couple of quick comments there, all on this episode of Sports Takes. Hey, don't forget to connect with me on social media. I'm happy to do that. Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, Tommy Chrysan, and I'm the oldest dude on TikTok, Talking Sports with TK. Let's hear a message from Andy Wells. He'll give you his phone number. Then we'll be back. We'll be joined by Trey Blossman, and it's time for Sports Takes, all a part of Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
This is Andy Wells with Keller Williams First Choice Realty, and I want to be your real estate guy. Call or text me today for any and all of your real estate needs. Are you on the fence about selling your house? I have seven amazing reasons why you should have it on the market right now. I'd love to share that with you. So call or text me today at 225-772-6000. That's 225-772-6000. Once again, this is Andy Wells, and I want to be your real estate guy. 225-772-6000. That's 225-772-6000.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Trey Blossman for this episode of Sports Takes. As I mentioned, brought to you by Andy Wells, realtor in the greater Baton Rouge area. Call or text Andy at 225-772-6000. Trey Blossman, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. Doing okay. Beautiful day.
Oh, we got some good weather in South Louisiana, and it's 420. A lot of people know what that means. Some do, some don't. So we're glad to be doing a podcast today. And Trey, LSU spring football practice has come and gone. There was no spring practice last year due to the pandemic. And then, of course, the Tigers went 5-5 during the abbreviated season. Spring practice has come and gone. And while it is just spring practice, there are still things that can be taken from it. Your thoughts on Ed Orgeron's team as they wrapped up spring practice with the spring game this past Saturday in Tiger Stadium?
Well, Tommy, from what I can see, they needed the spring practice really bad. Obviously, new coordinators on both sides of the field. I think that there was seems to have been, and I didn't go to any practices, but from what I pick up on, there seems to have been a very good energy with this team. I think they were happy to be back out there practicing and hitting some people. I think the quality of athlete that comes to LSU to play football can't be happy with what they put out on the field last year. These are highly recruited kids. These are talented young men. I know that they want to do better than they did last year, and I fully expect that they will. I don't expect this team to come stumbling out of the gate and battle to be 500 all year. I expect this team to come out and win 9 or 10 games. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. It remains to be seen if they will do it. But that's what I think that they're going to do. I think this team has obviously the most quality quarterback room in the country at this point in time. And I don't think LSU has had that since the days of Rohan Davey, Josh Booty, and Craig Knoll, three guys who all visited the NFL and had a little stay. So we have to feel good about that. No, we don't have Joe Burrow, but we have two guys who clearly separated themselves from the other two in the spring, and we're talking about Miles Brennan and Max Johnson. I know people who are fans of both players. I have family. Some want Brennan to be the starter. Some think Max Johnson should be the starter. I'm pulling for Brennan personally because I think that's what's best for the program. But whoever plays will play well, and I wouldn't be totally surprised, Tommy, to see both of them play because obviously Max brings a little bit different skill set than Miles does. So we'll see how that shakes out. And I think that's what most people will be looking at heading into the fall camp is who's going to win that quarterback battle.
Well, and my thoughts on recapping spring football at LSU, the defense way ahead of the offense. That's typical. The offense handicapped a little bit in the spring game. There were a lot of running backs who did not participate. But the quarterbacks that you alluded to, that's going to be the big story. And, you know, now we know why Max Johnson was number one through spring. They were trying to get his little brother, the big-time tight end, to come in, and he did. So we figured that out real quick. But clearly, when you get to fall camp, it's going to boil down to, you know, Johnson and Brennan and who can win the job and start when they open in the Rose Bowl early September against UCLA. Some talk around town that Finley may get the transfer portal. We'll wait and see. You know, rumors are rumors on that. But all in all, it was good to have the spring practice. It was free for the fans to get in and get a little taste of LSU football and see some of the guys out there. And, you know, Bouti looked good as a wide receiver. The quarterbacks in general looked good, especially Brennan and Johnson. And, you know, again, it was the defense. And Coach Ogeron has gushed about the defense and the different guys that really did a good job. So now it's on to the offseason workouts. And before we know it, it'll be early August, and they'll be reporting for fall camp. LSU and the SEC looking forward to full stadiums in the fall. I don't know if we can answer that today. Let's hope that that is what happens. We're seeing attendance increasing in other sports across the nation, around the country. So that's it with LSU football as we roll forward on this episode of Sports Takes. Speaking of quality athletes, you made that comment earlier, Trey. Steph Curry is on a streak like we've never seen before in the NBA. I know you want to talk about Steph Curry and the NBA.
Well, you know, Tommy, I watch the NBA every night. I watch Golden State every game they play. Some nights I have multiple games on multiple television sets. Obviously, the sound's up on only one of them. But I love to watch Steph Curry. A lot of people aren't watching the NBA. I quit watching news, so I'm watching mindless stuff like sports at night, and I've been enjoying it. And the role that Steph Curry has been on, and he's my favorite player since Dirk retired, and I've been a fan for a long time, but the streak that he's been on since he injured his tailbone and missed some games, he came back and played one, and had to sit out another one, and then came back. He's had 10, 11 fabulous games in a row, but in his last five games, Tommy, he's averaging 44.6 points and 9.2 threes per game. Last night, he had 49 points, including 20 in just over 6 minutes in the fourth quarter, including 5 for 5 on three-point shots. He came into a close game. I think they were down a point or up a point when he came back in, and they proceeded to bury Philadelphia with his onslaught. It was his 11th straight game of over 30 points, Tommy, breaking Kobe Bryant's record of 10 straight games over 30 points for a player 33 years of age or older. So he's in historic territory. This season, he has 6 games with 10 or more three-pointers. 6 this season. No other player has more than 5 in their career.
Wow.
That's pretty strong, Tommy.
Well, and with James hurt and Harden hurt, he may walk himself right into an MVP, even though the Warriors are a 500 club and they look like they're going to be one of these play-in teams in the silly playoff thing that the NBA has constructed. But it's truly remarkable. I saw you post something about him the other day, and a guy I know commented, did you ever see Pete Maravich? Well, it's two different eras, no question about that. But Curry has got a better shooting field goal percentage than Maravich ever had. With all due respect to Maravich, I'm one of the biggest Maravich fans and proponents that you'll ever find for what he did in college in particular, and then, of course, the NBA and his offensive skills on the court. But Steph Curry, number one, is a great athlete. And number two, he's putting himself at a level that is going to put himself separate him from the all-time greats, be it Jordan, be it Bryant, be it whomever.
Well, he is a dynamic playmaker. His three-point ability, really, once he crosses half court, it's just amazing. He's taking a lot of shots from 30, 32, 35 feet out, and he has a good chance of making those shots. That's not a good shot for a lot of people. If he's open, it's a good shot for him. And people might want to tune in and check it out. As I said, it's a historic run that he's on. And look, I also love Maravich. I had the Pete Finney book. I practiced all the little drills when I was a kid. He was one of my sports heroes. And he was a very gifted offensive basketball player. But he was just absolutely not as good a shooter as Steph Curry is. He's the best we've ever seen. He's changed the game more than any other player has. Nobody was jacking up threes like they do now until he started doing it and showing that it could be a weapon. And as far as the MVP, I don't know any other player. And again, I watch every night, any other player that has a more of an impact on his basketball team than does Steph Curry. I would tell you that, center for the Nuggets, the Joker, Jokic, is probably the other guy. I put those two guys at the top of my MVP list at this point in time. Everybody's talking LeBron James. He's missed a bunch of games. Harden has missed a bunch of games. Durant can't stay healthy for anything. If I had to vote for the MVP, I would vote for Steph Curry right now.
All right, a couple other NBA notes. And I got a couple of little breaking news stories for everybody. Especially here in South Louisiana. In the NBA, the silly playoff thing, their TV ratings are at an all-time low. The Pelicans have went south for the fans of the New Orleans Pelicans here in South Louisiana. I think the ratings have went south because people, if you turn on the NBA like Trey Blossman does, you're wanting to watch some basketball. You're wanting to watch Steph Curry and the other marquee players in the league. They don't want all the other stuff. The fact that they support China and are entwined with China, I think that's a huge negative. And those are among the reasons why the TV ratings have plummeted. And, of course, the Pelicans just can't seem to get it right. And if they don't get it right soon, Zion Williamson will do what Anthony Davis did. The minute he can leave, he will leave.
Well, Tommy, I think what the Pelicans need, they need to learn how to win. They have a tremendous amount of young talent, and they show flashes of brilliance. And a lot of nights they play two or three really good quarters. What we had won four in a row a week or two ago, and now we can't beat anybody. Now the Knicks beat us. The Knicks are improved, and they've been winning basketball games. But this team is, and I've said this numerous times on the podcast, they're underperforming. They should be winning more games than they are. I don't know if they need to bring in a veteran presence who has won, somebody who can be that locker room guy and be the glue for these young kids, and somebody who can play some quality minutes, mind you. I'm not talking about just somebody just to be in the locker room like Haslam is in Miami and never plays in a game. But they need a veteran presence who's been there, I think. They should be winning more games than they are. There's no doubt about that.
All right, a couple other quick notes before we bug out of here. LSU basketball coach Will Wade's team has announced a commitment from a transfer, a big guy, 6'8", University of Cincinnati forward, Tari Eason. And a couple of things I read real quick on him, and he's a kind of like a power forward, which would be something Will Wade's LSU team needs.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that. I expect he's probably not done yet and may even look for yet another transfer, which would be the third one. We have two now. He's got to rebuild. He lost his best four players.
Right. And one other note, Southern football coach Dawson Odoms will be moving on. He's going to take the job at Norfolk State. Really good run at Southern. Wrapped it up with a victory over Grambling in the Bayou Classic, even though that was played in Shreveport last week. So breaking news in Baton Rouge today, Dawson Odoms, head football coach of Southern Jaguars, leaving for Norfolk State up in Virginia. Trey Blossman, do you have any closing comments on this episode of Sports Takes?
No, not really, Tommy. Just you know, I can't seem to get interested in watching any baseball. We were talking about ratings being down for the NBA. I'm watching the NBA. For some reason, I have not yet tuned into a baseball game. I'll have to check and see. I'm probably paying for the Major League package because I think they renew it every year. I guess I should call up and cancel it. Normally, I watch St. Louis at night, but normally the basketball is winding down and in the playoffs by the time we get to baseball, and basketball is going to be going for quite some time, the overlapping of the seasons. I just can't get interested in MLB.
Well, I've been watching a bunch, but the interest level is there, but not as high as in past years. Hey, Trey Blossman, we again encourage folks to share this podcast with all of your friends, favorite it, so you always know when another one comes out. We appreciate all of you who do listen and who do share it. It helps out a lot. Trey, we'll do this again real soon.
Thank you, Tommy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.